The Willow Pool, written by Elizabeth Elgin.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Two hats, a leghorn straw and a warm winter felt belonging to a faraway, mist-wrapped happiness. They were all she would keep of her mother, all that mattered. Meg closed her eyes and clamped her jaws tightly against tears. Yesterday she had wept, raged against the fates for the very last time. Today she arranged her mother's clothes into two piles, one to be discarded, the other to be given to the deserving, except the hats, of course. She picked them up, spinning one on each forefinger, liking them because Ma had worn them year in, year out, disliking them because they were the badge of her poverty, given in charity. Dolly Blundell would not wear them again. She had laundered her last sheet, ironed her last starched shirt, washed and laid out her last corpse. Ma had gone to a heaven called Candlefold, where all happiness was and is and would be. And only someone selfish as herself, Meg thought sniffily, would want to call her back to Tippett's Yard. She slid her eyes to the clothes on the tabletop. Not much to show for over 40 years of living, and they could go as soon as maybe. All Meg wanted was the hats, and Ma's 9-carat gold wedding ring that hung now on the chain around her neck. Funny about that ring, when there was no man in Ma's life. Never had been. Of course there must have been.